There's a television show on the CW network right now that turns the well-worn single woman finds happiness in the big city trope on its head.
I was working hard at a New York job, making dough, but it made me blue. One day I was crying a lot, and so I decided to move to West Covina, California. Brand new pals and new career.
It has this snappy theme song, and it's called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
What? No, I'm not.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
That's a sexist term.
She's the crazy ex-girlfriend.
All right, let's unpack that title, shall we? The heroine Rebecca Bunch relocates from New York City to West Covina in pursuit of her childhood ex-boyfriend, Josh Chan. They met in summer camp. Now, Rebecca is a smart lawyer, but she's also a mess, and she sings a lot.
To be clear, I didn't move here for Josh. I just needed a change, because to move here for Josh, now that'd be strange.
But Rebecca Bunch is played by Rachel Bloom, and I asked Bloom why she and series co-creator Aline Brosh McKenna wanted to mash up two genres, the musical and the romantic comedy.
Well, I think that the show's tone lives a lot in these juxtapositions between light and dark. So Rebecca has severe anxiety and depression, but she escapes that with these extravagant, happy musical numbers in her head.
West Covina, California.
How did you decide how you wanted people to burst into song? Because I think a lot of shows that do deal in musical numbers often make it like the people are in a band or already performing, and so it's not so unusual for them to burst into song. And you don't do that here. This feels much more like a musical.
Yeah, well, there's an old saying when writing musical theater is when the emotion is too strong for the characters to talk, they sing. And then when it's too strong to sing, they dance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our guide. The other thing was the kind of emotional ups and downs of love are perfect for a musical.
Hey Josh, I wanna look good for you tonight.
And you also get to play around with the style of song and sound. One example is the sexy getting ready song.
First I make everything shiny and smooth.
Oh yeah.
Cause I want my birthday to be so soft for you.
But I can.
I'm gonna make this night one you'll never forget.
So this song is in the style of R&B.
Yes.
A very specific genre of R&B, I think. And the visuals are pretty amazing because, let's just say it involves some violent waxing and other things some people may engage in order to get ready for a date.
Yeah. I think there is this kind of fetishizing of, oh, a woman getting ready and she's primping and she's dusting a powder puff into powder and making herself smell pretty. And no, the getting ready for a party is disgusting and frustrating and horrifying. And so again, the contrast between how things are portrayed in pop culture and in pop music and how things really are was very much our guide for that song.
And there is a lot of music like this that tears apart maybe how women treat each other as well. It sounds like there's a lot you wanted to mine there.
The whole show is about deconstructing stereotypes, finding the truth beneath tropes. And so that's why the title is so kind of provocative in that way, you know, using the label Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and viewing it from a feminist perspective. And how does one come to embody that? What does love do to your brain? When you let love take you over, is it because you're using it as an escape from your real problems?
There is nothing sexy about depression, Rebecca. Listen, you better get your act together, young lady, or you're going to run this new life off in the ditch.
How did you get in here?
Well, your depressed mind invited me in.
In talking about her problems, depression comes up, and comes up in a comedic way, but is explored somewhat seriously. And I'm thinking of the episode in which she essentially kind of hallucinates Dr. Phil.
Yes.
After singing what she calls the sexy French depression song.
Yes.
Talk a little bit, like, did you think, oh, I don't want to talk about depression in a comedy?
No. It was the opposite. We always wanted the show to confront her mental illness head on. The premise of the show, it's just a romantic comedy where it's like, oh, a woman's unhappy, she's a lawyer, and she moves to try to win back the man she loves. But if you look at the realism in that, it's like, okay, if someone actually did that, they would be a tremendously unhappy person. That is a not good thing to do. The show in general is kind of about the struggle, but she is a thinking, logical, smart person and is overwhelmed with something that is the opposite of logic, which is obsessive love. And when you are in love in an obsessive way, your brain is flooded with all of these chemicals that are completely involuntary. And it is your body telling you, reproduce, reproduce, reproduce. So in some ways, the show is always playing with that struggle with all the characters between we are thinking, rational people living in society, we are evolved, and our bodies just want us to have sex and make babies.
Yes, Josh is a dream, but I'm right here in flesh and blood and self-hate. Me. In a sad way, darling, it's fate.
Golden Globe winner Rachel Bloom is co-creator and star of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on the CW Network. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.